Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Get some lunch? Lunch? At noon? Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. Hope everyone is out there doing well. Hope you have made it into July and are ready to go for another month of summer. Before we jump into today's perfect pop selection, I want to talk a little bit about next week here on Rockin' the Suburbs. We're going to be doing another installment of our Heroes of Rock series, and I really want to thank everybody who reached out with the kind words and praise for those episodes. Those were really fun to put together, and not only did I get some positive feedback on those, we also got a couple of requests for topics for Heroes of Rock. So I'm going to do those next week. And then if anybody else out there has a suggestion for a topic, please let me know. You can send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. Get in touch if various other ways. And I will tell you that the two that have been suggested are Curtis Mayfield. So that's going to be covered. And then we're going to have a duo coming on Heroes of Rock, Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss. We're going to talk about them and what they did for rock and why they are heroes. But if anybody else has any suggestions, would love to hear those. So please get in touch and let us know. But that will begin next week, and I hope you're going to enjoy those. And you can certainly go back and listen to the first five episodes as well. All right, today I want to talk about a perfect pop song that I want to induct into the Pantheon, but I also want to discuss how I came across this song. And this is a few months ago. I totally out of the blue discovered this song. And I think nowadays with the proliferation of streaming services and TV shows with so many seasons, we all understand that music becomes an important part of those visual mediums. And so there's lots and lots of songs that are in these TV shows and in these movies made for streaming services and all that. And a couple months ago, as I said, I was watching a movie entitled Sacramento, and it came out in the year 2024, I should say. And I am reading to you now from the IMDb description. It says, an energetic and free-spirited young man convinces his longtime friend, who settled into domestic life, to go on an impromptu road trip from Los Angeles to Sacramento. The movie stars Michael Angarano, whose face you probably recognize from various things here and there. He also directed it and wrote it, and co-stars with Michael Cera, Kristen Stewart, and Maya Erskine are also in the movie as part of the main four characters. And I would sort of say Michael Angarano's character doesn't necessarily convince Michael Cera's character to go on this road trip from L.A. to Sacramento, but he more or less kind of tricks him into it. And it's a funny little quirky movie, and I enjoyed it. I like both of those actors, and some of the ludicrous parts of the movie really appeal to me. For example, Michael Cera at the beginning of the movie is very much trying to avoid his old friend, who's played by Michael Angarano, as he's in kind of a domestic situation. And Michael Angarano's character is very much not. So is at his house at one point, says, hey, you want to grab lunch? And Michael Cera looks at his watch and says, at noon? So that kind of stuff. Anyway, at some point in the movie, I'm watching and watching, and all of a sudden this song comes on, just an absolute stomper. And I immediately paused the movie, rewinded a little bit, find my phone, and pull up Shazam. The voice sounds familiar, but I don't know exactly what it is. Found Shazam and Shazam it. And it turns out that it's the band Smog. And they are doing a song called Hit the Ground Running. This song comes from a record by Smog that was released in 1999. The album's called Knock Knock. You might be familiar with the cover. It's got a sort of a picture of a sky with a just an incredible lightning bolt strike happening. And then a picture of a cat also looking like it's hissing or something like that on the front. This movie, I mean, this album, I went back and listened to it, and I had heard it before, and it's a cool album. It's got sort of a little bit of a different feel to some of the Smog stuff. It's real contained, and I think a lot of these songs were written in the aftermath of his breakup with the musician Chan Marshall, also known by her stage name Cat Power, and it's got sort of that mellow, at times anyway, feeling to it. And it's also got some unusual touches. There's a string quartet on one or two of the songs. There's a children's choir on one of the songs. So it's a really cool effort. And I don't know, to me, this Hit the Ground Running song, it just really struck me. And everything about it I love. And it's just got this beat and this feeling. And it's really cool the way it's recorded. Not fussy, but just enough kind of to be there, a lot like a lot of the Smog things. And I feel it's strong enough to be inducted in the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame. As soon as I saw it come up in this movie, I said to myself, I got to make a note of that. And when we get a chance in the schedule to fit this in for a Perfect Pop. So I'm going to take you out now with Hit the Ground Running by Smog. And it is in the Perfect Pop Pantheon. And with that, we're going to talk to you guys tomorrow with a book nook.
A bitter man rots from within. I've seen his smile yellow and brown. The bitterness brought him down. I had to leave the country. Though there was some nice folk there, now I don't know. Yeah.
What do you say? Want to go to Sacramento?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Sacramento.
Really? You sure?
Yeah. Let's go on an unplanned, long-ass drive to a city I know nothing about and have no desire to be in. Sounds fun.
I think so, too.
All right.